The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chayris Daf Memtes. Another interesting discussion that comes up in the Gedarim of Dine Mominis over here is related to a Taisus and Amud Beis. Taisus discusses legabe collecting from Mishubadim, the Musik of Shibud we discussed extensively in the previous shir. Collecting from the assets of the father of the newborn baby, collecting his chiv, the father owes the money. And Taisus wants to know what happens to assets that he'll be koine after the son is born. When does he become, or after the son is lamed yoim? The son is lamed yoim, he becomes chiv in pinya ben, he's koine nechosim afterwards. How did he become meshuvit? L'chari is only meshuvit at the point when he became chiv. We call that a musik of de'ikni we discussed in a previous year. The musig of shibud, which is a musig of when you become mechuyev in something, your assets become mechuyev. What about assets you only kind of afterwards? You weren't meshabed b'shas ma'isa. So there's a musig called de'ikni we discussed in the Ketores and the Sivis and Daf Lamed Hey. We discussed whether that musig is derived to Abonon. Tosfos says over here that l'chor l'gabe b'chor, you're not writing a shtar chor, you're not meshabed yourself with the de'ikni. How do you become mechuyev with assets that are after the baby becomes lamed yoyim? Those assets weren't meshubid at the point of chiv. Taisus says at the end, Dibar Maskov Diday, that Voidish Lemon, the Nechosim Shekona Achrechen, Chal Olai Ushibud Leidin Pidyin, the Afagav Delekosev Deikni, even though he didn't write a separate Hishtabdus of Deikni, that which he will get assets to be named later, the Choshaita Vishaita Rochav Olai Achir Pidyin. Tay says, no, he's only mechuyev in pidyon at the second when his son becomes lamed yoim. Every second is chal him, you owe money. Every second he has a mitzvah say to be paid to his son. Every second he becomes meshuvin. When you borrow money, so you become meshuvin when you take the money. After that, there's nothing new happen. You became mechuyev on January 1st at 12 o'clock p.m. Whatever you're going to buy on January 2nd at 12 p.m., it's already too late. The shibud wasn't chal. You wrote the shibud on January 1st. Masha'en Kane, the assets that you own on the day when the newborn baby, when your bechor is a month old, that becomes meshuvah. But tomorrow you owe the money. Tomorrow there's a new choyvas pidyon, a new mitzvah saseh. It's bechor rega verega, oy bazer, a new shibud is chal on you. If a new shibud is chal on you, so the assets that you own on day 31, 32, 33, etc., are all meshuvah to the koy. Ad kan dvar vagdeshim shel hatoisus. Comes along the ktsois, in Simon Samachvov, Sivkot and Chof, and the ktsois uses this toisus as a springboard for a totally separate area in halacha. If it's a yusaydis de gazach, let's quote the ktsois. The discussion over there is, legabe mechir ashtoris. I have a piece of paper, a legal document that says that Yankel owes me $100. It's signed by two edim. It says, yeah, Yankel signed, he owes me $100. Can I sell that choiv, what's called mechiras choiv? Can I, mechiras shtaris? Can I deraisa sell that shtar? Is there something there? Yankel Maisa signed on a piece of paper, he owes me money. Can I sell that choiv to somebody else that he'd be able to go collect from Yankel? Is giving over the shtar something that I could be makna? I could maybe make somebody my shliach, it's called give him power of attorney to collect, and then I could be makna him the money and sell him, you know, that's chus for a certain amount of money. But can I actually, by giving him over the shtar, actually, is that a maisak on the choiv? So the poskim say, the mechir shtaris is the raisa only if we're talking about the rishonim say, only if we're talking about a shtar kinyan. If we're talking about a shtar which has the koyach to create monetary liability, if the shtar has in it a choiv, so by giving that over, I'm giving over a kilu, the handle, the shtar is called the afsero, the aro, shtar, it's like holding onto the land when I'm holding onto the shtar on the land, they use the same musik by a choiv. When I have a choiv in the shtar, I'm holding on to the choiv. It's not potential income, I'm holding on to a certain extent. It's a lamdish concept, plays itself out different areas in halacha, but when I have a shtar, I'm holding on to the chayv. I'm holding on to the ability to collect the chayv is, to a certain extent, holding on to the chayv. If I give that to somebody else, okay. Say the poiskim, that's only if the shtar is a shtar king. What about a shtar raya? Be'etzem, the chayv was given over the $100 Yankel borrowed from me. He borrowed from me. The shtar was written only as a form of written edus to be introduced later on in Bezin, that he shouldn't be able to deny, but not that the shtar created the choiv. The shtar was only the raya to the choiv. The shtar raya is all it is edus. It's just a piece of paper. By giving over that shtar, it's nothing. I'm just putting the evidence in his hand. Passing over a DNA sample does not change ownership of anything. Giving an edus b'chsav over to somebody else, it's a shtar raya, not a shtar kin. Says the Ktzois, that l'choir, that should be true by a regular shtar and a regular choir, l'choir, it's a shtar raya, not a shtar kin. Says the Ktzois, no. Even if I borrowed money, even if I lent money to this Yankel, I lent the money, and thereafter a shtar was written, l'choir, all it is a raya to the choir that already was. No. The Ktzois says that what we see is that even though he already, by borrowing money from me, was mishubid to pay back, and there was already a shibud on him and on his nechosim, when he writes a shtar, you could become mechuyiv in something that you're already mechuyiv. When a person writes a shtar, he becomes mechuyiv. I already was mechuyiv, he borrowed the money already 2 hours ago. You become mechuyiv beyond what you're chayiv, you could become... Efshel lechadish b'loshen hakodesh l'aktzois, you can be mechadish a shibud al gabi shibud. Where does he get it from? Shibud? If I owe, I can't owe that which I owe already. So he says, no. Look at the Taisis by us. He says, the Taisis by us says that a father can become mechuyiv in chomish sloim, money that he already owes. It's nischadish on January 2nd that he owes 5 sloim on January 2nd to be mishabed the property that he owns. Even though he already owns that. He already owes that money. He already owes that money from January 1st. How mechadish that he owes money? No. You owe on January 1st. There's a new hischadchus of the choiv on January 2nd. Person writes a shtar. There's a hischadchus of an existing choiv. That's what the Ktzois says. Says the Ktzois that every shtar is a shtar king. You can use the shtar by giving over that shtar. You makne that choiv. That means if I give over shtars to a collection agency, it's not just that I'm giving them over the ability to collect on my behalf. I could actually be makne tremendous enough giving this lalocha. I won't be able to be moichel the choiv thereafter. I could actually give over ownership of those debts by giving over the shtar kinyan. And every one of them is a shtar king, because I'm a chadish in the shtar, a hakno of the shibud on the pre-existing shibud that already is there. Nesivis over there in Simas HaMechvav, Sivkot Mechov Gimel, is where Nesivis argues with the Ktzois. He says, no. He says, it doesn't make sense. If you owe $100, you can't be mechadish, an owing of $100 that you owe already. It's a theory by definition, it doesn't work. What's going on over there? How is every mechirish shtaris a shtar kinyan? Says l'chayr, there's already a shibud, because let's add, if we pass the shibud deraisa, that means inherently there's a shibud as soon as he borrows money. Thereafter, when you write the shtar, l'chayr, you're not adding anything to the chayv itself. It's not a shtar kinyan. It's not more than a raya to the shtar. So we said from the chayr, because you mechadish that there's a shibud al gabi shibud. You mechadish a shibud even where there is a shibud. Nesivis says no. So why is every mechir shtar is deraisa? Says Nesivis, because when Chazal established, we discussed, that Shibud is only by Milva B'Shtar, not Milva B'Peh, you know what they did? What they did was they were mafkia, that there is no Shibud at all created in borrowing money. When Reuven, when I lend money to somebody, when Reuven lends money to Shimon, no Shibud at all is created by giving over the money. They were mafkia Shibud in total. In total. They were legami mafkia Shibud. When you write a shtar, you're mechadish a hakno on the shibud of the nechosim. That's a shtar king, not a shtar rai. The Ktzois says no. The Ktzois, by the way, argues with Nesivis. The Ktzois in Siman Lamedtes to Shitos, he says no. He says when, be'etzem, when a person borrows money, there is a shibud. They didn't allow that shibud to be used, legabe lekuchos. In order to create an extra shibud for the lekuchas, then you have to write a shtar. That means, if you don't have a shtar, then you're mafkia. But if be'etzem, there should be a shibud, even without writing a shtar, that's the case deraisa. And Sivis says, they will legami mafkia the shibud deraisa. Kivega actually, in a few places, discusses such a concept. It's a theoretical question. If I am owed money by somebody, I go to collect from him. Not from Lukuchois, not from Yorshim. I collect from the guy himself. Am I collecting only because collecting from his assets is really collecting from him? Well, no. I'm collecting because I'm taking advantage of my shibud. I have a schus in the chefetz. The nafkamina will be the marshal. If I have a schus in the chefetz, could be I don't need a ma'aser kinyan. I already own the chefetz. If I take his car for gvias koyv, maybe I don't need a ma'aser kinyan. Maybe if he decides the car is where he's going to pay me with, so I don't need a ma'aser kinyan because I already have a kinyan because of a shibud. Shibud is a chatzi kinyan. Or maybe no. Maybe when I'm collecting from him, it's I'm collecting from him. He's yoytze his personal obligation, but give me his car. But I don't have a shibud in the car. I don't have a shibud in anything. Do we look at what I'm collecting that it's not more than actualizing my shibud? And if I would need to collect from lekuchas over there, I need a shtar. That's takana derabon. Or we say no. If Chazal say you need a shtar, the pshat is Chazal mafkir legamri. When I collect from a guy, I'm not collecting at all with the shibud. They made a new takana that a shtar gives a koyach to create shibudim in property. That's a new din. Memela, I would certainly need a ma'aser kinyan in the property. That's from Kivay Gesov. That l'chor is a machlok k'tzoris nesivus in lamites l'shita sem. Therefore, nesivus is selling us in simus amachvav. You can't be mechadish shibud al gabi shibud. If you owe something, if something is owed, something is meshubit, that's it. You can't be meshabit. There's no iser chalal iser. The k'tzoris says no. We see in the taste in b'chayus, the taste by us, that you can be moisiv shibud agabi shibud. What does the nesivis do with the raya of the k'tzoris over here by us b'chayus? What nesivis does is like this. Nesivis says that pidyon haben is a responsibility to do a maisiv pidyon. It's not just that you owe money. I'm interpreting what Nesivis is tri of the Ktois in my own words, but I think this is what Nesivis means to say. Nesivis is saying that if I owe $100, I can't, there's no double jeopardy, I can't become, mukhuyiv in something that I owe already. That concept makes no sense. What I can do is when I have a mitzvah to do something, that mitzvah is mutl alai b'chol rega v'rega. Let's discuss the marshal by Milo. If a father is mechuyif to mal his son, that mitzvah is incumbent on him every second to do a ma'aser milah. Every second is mevatel mitzvah say. The doing a pidyon, not just that I owe $100. I have to be paid to my son. That personal responsibility is b'chol rega v'rega. So by pidyon haben, you could talk about every rega is your mechuyif to be paid. Memel l'choyiv is nischadish also. Every second is a new siba mechayev is for the choyiv. So memel property that I bought only when the child was 35 days old will become mechuyif because there's a siba that creates a shibud on day 35. But that's not true on a regular choyiv. On a regular choyiv, I owe the money because I owe the money. If I owe it already, I owe it already. I can't become an ower of something that I owe. That's the Nesivis is tri on the Ktsois. It would seem that the Ktsois is understanding that pidyon haben, and this is really maybe the fundamental chakira in how to understand pidyon haben, is it only a choiv? Is it not more than a peroyin choiv? The Torah imposed on a Yisrael that has a firstborn son is mechuyiv to shevet hakayanim. If that's true, so the Ktsois is right. Nesivis seems to take the opinion that the choyv as pinyon haben is not just a choyv that he owes $100, but it's a choyv to actually do something, to be mekayim something. It's a famous chakira. Shulchan Aruch brings down Hilchas Bechayos, the famous raya that they bring. The goyin is nespo, but the revosh, the Ramah brings it, not to be mekayim pinyon haben aide shliach. It's a mitzvah, do the mitzvah yourself, not to be mekayim shliach. If it's only peroyin choyv, what's the difference if I pay $100? Person has a chiyuv to honor his contractual obligations. The chiyuv, if I do it, if I send somebody to pay you, if I wire the money, if I FedEx the money, who cares? The chiyuv is paid. If when you talk about doing a certain act, a ma'aser pidyon, so then you can say no. You can do the ma'aser yourself. You can do the ma'aser shliach. Maybe it's a mitzvah shabugufa. You should do the ma'aser yourself. That's all. If you understand the pidyon, it goes beyond just owing $100. Seems to me that that's Nesivis' ma'aser that knech. That din of the Rivosh is certainly a raya brewer to that tzad. We'll discuss it in the future, but that's really the ikur chakira of pidyon haben. There's a related chakira that the lamdim want to know. And pidyon haben, is pidyon haben just a choiv, or you're actually being paid to your son? Well, a person has a firstborn son, the son belongs to the kohen. You look by the ceremony of pidyon haben, it comes from the goinim. There's this whole a whole back and forth between the kohen, my boy is so tvei, Do you want your child? Do you want the five sloim? Kilo, there's an exchange going on. They want to know, is it opinion? Or opinion is just an expression. What's really going on is just a simple chayv mamon. Chayv mamon, you do pay yourself, you don't pay yourself. The fact that that Chazal and the Kanmoinim Institute, the Pinya Ben, is a ceremony with a brocha, with a suda, with a whole suda of doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, certainly indicates that Pinya Ben is not just a chayv mamon. Which the chayv mamon seems to come from. The Ktzais will have to tell you that he understands that the ikr is the choiv. The choiv now, for some reason, imposes a tzura of a mitzvah. Maybe that's why Pinyan Ben's counted as a separate mitzvah. It's not just one of the places that he owes money. The Torah imposed on him a choiv, a tax. To Kehanim, there's a tzura of a ma'aseh mitzvah. And that's why the ma'aseh mitzvah is a whole discussion. Let's say somebody has a son, the 30th day falls out on Shabbos. Theoretically, you could give the money on Friday and even if you say there's a problem of mekach u'memka b'Shabbos, the Taz discussed, the Trum Sadeshin discusses, making a haknah on Shabbos is problematic. They're abonon. You don't buy and sell on Shabbos. So you give the money on Friday and just make a maton lachas man and just give them the money on Shabbos. Make it legally acquired on Shabbos. There's a problem. You're not doing the Taz discussed, you're not doing b'shas ma'isa. The tzura of the mitzvah is with a ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah shouldn't be divorced from when the kinyan is. Not just the Kenyan that the Kohen got his five sloim. There's a tzura of a ma'aseh of giving over to the Kohen. Maybe we could even add, the raisa, the halacha is that women ma'aseh, the pinyan ben can't be performed with anything that's worth five sloim. It has to be dovash gufa moment, it has to be handed over miyad liyad, and not karkois, it has to be handed over. The tzura of the ma'aseh mitzvah is handing over. So the Sivus is just telling us that when something is to do a ma'aseh mitzvah, there there's a siva machayev is b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. In a regular chayev, if you owe the money already, it's redundant to talk about owing money that you owe already. So for there to be mechadish, shibud agabi shibud, chayev agabi chayev, that not. Like we said, it could be that the Ktzais doesn't argue with the Sivus. Ktzais is masking l'gabi pinyan ben, he just holds that l'gabi the shibud nechosim, the act of giving over the pinyan, will not create a new shibud. The shibud is created on day 30, and the ma'aseh mitzvah is a separate part of the mitzvah. Maybe one doesn't create a new impetus for the shibud. That's l'choy the machlokes between the Ktzois and the Nesivos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.